sitting quietly is the psychological skill to develop and engage in living a rich, meaningful, and rewarding life. The experience of sitting quietly is usually some form of introspection and manifests in myriad ways, including mindful contemplation, prayer, reflection, taking time out, meditation, respite, chilling, collecting, noticing, centering, whatever one may choose to call sitting quietly, for it can be any one or a combination of these. It is the practice of taking a little time out of your day or weekly grind and giving yourself the opportunity to just be, and thus to connect, and sometimes this means reconnect, to the fundamental, genuine, essential you. It allows one to process pain, grief, and hurt, to determine and reflect on what is important, to discover something never before realized, and to feed or, when necessary, tap into the inner strength and basic goodness of our being. So, consider. 1. Sitting quietly is self-care and helps to promote balance in your life. Sitting quietly can be to your mental well-being what exercise is to your physical well-being. It can relax the mind and serve as a respite from monkey mind and the incessant demand to do more, be more, impress more, acquire more. It also serves as an antidote to the stressful, toxic impact of living in a 24/7 media-saturated environment. And yet, it can also hone and sharpen the mind and serve as a preventative to living your life too much on automatic pilot. 2. Sitting quietly is therapeutic and helps to develop psychological flexibility. Sitting quietly enables one's capacity to be open, curious, and flexible, and facilitate one's efforts in learning about life and how to better spend one's time, understanding the human condition, and even engaging in that exploration of the mystery. It facilitates diffusion, which means one can disengage from the struggle of whatever life has brought on, and thus enable you to look at your thoughts rather than being caught up in or dysfunctionally identifying with them. And it helps in processing grief and loss and serves to reconcile life's pain and hurt. 3. Sitting quietly improves thinking and helps to develop resiliency. It's a way to train your mind, to learn, to better focus, to observe, and to awaken. It enables introspection, to reflect, process events and behaviors, and to adapt. And it sharpens the saw in using one's cognitive abilities, feeds motivation, and can serve as a reboot in one's mental outlook to start clean and fresh and taking life on. If you've never been taught or discovered the powerful skills and rewards of sitting quietly, it's something you might consider learning how to do, given the rather significant benefits it provides. Sitting quietly, like exercise, can be easy to learn, and, like exercise, delivers a reward commensurate with the effort invested. There are many ways to engage such practice, and, like exercise, part of the challenge can be, at least at first, finding the ways and approaches that work best for you. Even as little as 5 minutes a day will compound into major benefit. There are 4 daily practices which have the most profound effect on your sense of well-being. 1 is diet. 2, sleep. 3, exercise, and 4, sitting quietly. With each of these, there are, of course, no proxies. You're the one who calls the shots.